This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, for those of you that follow this show as a podcast, this will actually be episode 1,314. My next guest was instrumental in bringing you episode one. He is the director emeritus of Gun Owners of America, and his name is Larry Pratt. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. So nice to be with you.
Wow, you weren't kidding about the fidelity there, were you?
iPad's coming a long way, and I finally found my at-home headset, which really helps a lot. So, to me, it sounds almost as good as being in a studio, and I'm delighted with it.
Well, it's pretty portable if that's the setup you got.
I could do this from any quiet place that has Wi-Fi in the world.
There you go. So as you're looking out there, we're back again in one of these incidences that you and I used to discuss at length all the time, where we've had a – have you ever noticed how the gun grabbers, there's some mass shootings or some mass murders that get out there that really catch their fancy and they decide that's got some wind at their back, and others not so much so?
Well, I guess it's more of a window into the way they think. But their perception of reality is clearly something neither one of us would agree with. We have trouble distinguishing between one murder being more heinous than another. I'll tell you what makes me angry is that for almost 70 years, we've had gun-free zones of one sort and another in this country.
Right.
And when Joe Biden was in the United States Senate, in the early 90s, I think it was, he was able to get a law enacted establishing gun-free zones. That man has a lot of blood on his hands, and so do the politicians that won't vote to undo that. With all the data we have to show how deadly they are, 98% of our mass murders since 1950 have taken place in these dreadful gun-free zones. And dirtbags look for this. We even have a few of them have left diaries where they clearly went consciously went and cased joints to find which might have somebody with a gun and which wouldn't. And then they would strike, where there wasn't one.
James Holmes, Aurora.
Yes, he walked by six theaters before he got to the one where he shot up the people inside that theater. And there was one or two other that I don't remember their names now, but remember we had their writings, and this is clearly what these very rational monsters were doing.
Got a question in the chat room they want me to ask you. Do you ever foresee a day where the Senate and the House and whoever would get out there and vote for something Australian style here in the United States?
Bill, I certainly hope not. I don't think so. But I can tell you this. I'm reasonably certain that after what we saw in Bunkerville, Nevada, where the whole country in effect was sending people on their own, so they weren't really being sent, but people were coming from all over the country to stand alongside the Bundy family. That's only 4 years ago. That convinced me that it may be weak, but we still have a pulse in this country. And if somebody were to try to make a bunch of Aussies out of us, Bill, I don't think it would end well. I think it'd be our second war for independence, And again, I just don't think it would end well. Because, and one of the things that would that should sober, if that's possible, the ruling elite is that the police and the military are probably the most constitutionally minded group of people in the whole country.
Yeah.
Maybe not some of the generals because they're political patsies and
right.
they kiss up to politicians because that's what too many generals seem to think they have to do. But of the military that I've had in my church, of what they tell me about others, of what I've read, probably 90% of our military, if given an order, let's take ourselves out
order.
To Bunkerville, yeah. Nevada, when that showdown was occurring,
yeah.
and the BLM agents were there. Had one of those agents dared to fire on unarmed men and women on horseback as they rode out to confront the BLM agents, I think that would have started it. I
yeah.
think we'd already finished the Second American War for Independence.
Yeah. I'm being asked in the chat room because I haven't read it, so I don't know. The assault weapons ban of 2018, do they call for any confiscation in that one?
Tell you the truth, I haven't read it either. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they're quite that stark, raving mad. Nobody in the office has told me that they've gone to that extreme. It's just that it would be kind of like before, no more from here on out. But if they did make possession illegal, I think we'd be getting mighty close to that tripwire again
sure,
for the Second
sure.
War of Independence.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to do it again because we've done it one time. And, I mean, if you look at the stats, after they lifted the ban, murder with rifles, all kinds of rifles, went down after they lifted the ban. The other thing about the ban, and I don't know if you and I have ever discussed this, but when the assault weapons ban was in effect for those 10 years, all of the companies out there stopped developing anything for the AR-15/M16-M4 platform, and it was becoming an antique. It basically is now, but it almost became a matter of national security there for a little while.
They might be insane enough to do something like that
yeah,
because
yeah.
the definition of insanity is if it didn't work the first time, repeat it another time and another and another and another. And here in Washington, my friend, insanity are us.
Yeah. Well, this time around,
I've
noticed
inputs from reality don't seem to get through too often.
I have noticed that some quote-unquote conservative pundits, and I don't want you to answer this in this segment because we don't have near enough time to do it, but I do want to talk about it in the next segment. I've noticed that Ben Shapiro, David French, Guy Benson, a lot of people are out there saying
I'll
that gun violence...
back in. I can't hear...
Did we just lose him? Okay. Nothing like... Okay. Where did you lose me there? He's so quiet for being back. Where did you lose me?
I can hear
me?
You again now. Hear me?
Okay. We're coming up on the first break. I can hear you just fine.
Great.
A bunch of conservative pundits are smoking over the idea that a gun violence restraining order is a smoking hot idea. I don't want you to answer that right now, but I do want to talk about it in the next segment. And
needs to be good.
Yeah, I wanted to, and the part I want to bring out is which it always makes me wonder with the like with you. You've never shrunk from any interview from somebody. Does nobody ever call you up and say, hey, Larry, we're thinking about talking about gun violence restraining orders as a good idea. What are your thoughts, huh?
Don't get too many of those, but when I do, they have a British accent.
Oh, I got you. All right. We're coming up on the first break. Gunowners.org, that's where you can go. You can sign up. You can sign up for the email blast, which is that's the Paul Revere of email. If something's coming
free.
Down the pike, and it's free, and you can do that. You can join them. That would be nice. Join Gun Owners of America. I mean, these guys shrink away from nothing. They say they don't gauge any of their answers. They just spit it out and let the cards fly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. That would be one Larry Pratt, one shy retiring Larry Pratt as he is. We still got you there, sir?
I am with you. You betcha.
Are you astounded at the complete lack of savvy or t- total naivete on being displayed right now on the part of some of these pundits that are saying gun violence restraining orders are a good idea?
Well, I think some of them may believe that, but I've seen this movie so many times that I also suspect that some of them quite consciously are propounding a lie. It's awfully difficult to imagine that a restraining order should be taken seriously. The normal response time for the police, if they're not otherwise overwhelmed, might be 7-8 minutes. I read of an instance in a mall where the police had a substation. It was not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah.
Spread the force around. And 4 or 5 minutes later, after a 9/11 call was placed at the mall, the police were able to get there. It had to go route through the police central station and then back out to the actual station at the mall. And by the time, you know, all that happened and they were able to mount up, as it were, and to get to the scene of the crime, it was about 4 or 5 minutes. Now, that just seems to me to be the optimum for police response time when you're in a bind. And it seems to me unconscionable. Either you're dense, after all of these years of experience that we've had with that not being soon enough, because when the bad guy's bearing down on the victim with his gun, with the bad guy's gun, you don't have 4 or 5 minutes. We're doing well if the victim is able to get to his gun before the element of surprise overwhelms the victim and he's right in deep trouble. So obviously waiting for the police to get there is not really the best idea. And I've come to think that when it's not a matter of deception, as we were discussing earlier, one explanation for the difference between the way you and I think, as conservatives, when we attempt to use linear logic, we don't always succeed. But that's what we try to do. And if we fail, sometimes we're even willing to man up and say, oh, you got me. Yeah, I went off the rails. The liberal, and especially the anti-gunner, thinks emotionally. And the problem with emotional thinking is that you tend to, when you think that way, you tend to believe very, very fervently without knowing a bit about what you're talking.
Right.
And that's hard to communicate. And both of us have been on TV radio shows where the other side is definitely emotion-laden. And for one thing, and I find this particularly with some of the British-accented programs from abroad, they want to dominate. They don't want to listen. They don't have a conversation. They want to just tell you what a cretin you are. It's kind of like Piers Morgan when I was interviewing him. And they don't want you to get a word in edgewise. They want you to listen to the truth that they have to say.
Yep.
So, okay, guys, that's the way you want to have it. We'll just go talk to the country around you, because we now have means that we didn't have when I started working for Gun Owners of America. The printed media and the three major television networks, that was the ball game, baby.
Yep. What do you think about the rise of the teenaged activist?
I think that little snowflake is an artificial snow machine.
Right.
The ones that have been projected into public prominence, one of them is the son of an FBI agent, and we now know that they've been getting funding from Planned Parenthood, of all places. Move On, I think, was one I saw. The Bloomberg, what's this latest iteration? Everytown, I think it is.
Yep.
So these are... these are not exactly grassroots. They're AstroTurf. And on the other hand, excuse me again, the folks that have been speaking out on the other side, and there's a rather articulate young teenager who called them out on the phoniness of all this, he gets very little mainstream media attention.
Yeah. The whole problem I have with the millennials getting involved is that this is the Tide Pod Challenge, you know, generation. And I have a YouTube channel, so I know which YouTube channels are big and everything. And these are the kids that follow these kinds of YouTube channels. And, you watch their stuff. And it's a caricature of what irresponsibility should look like. So I don't know how we're supposed to sit back and while they're talking about things like, hey, we're going to outlive you. Okay, well, you know. You get to live with whatever you do, but I'm just watching them right now. I feel for them, and at the same time, they've sort of approached that line to where they're no longer victims. They've gone full on, you know, activist pundit.
Yeah, they've been recruited into the flash mobs of the left.
Sure.
And it's not a very pleasant thing to have to put up with. But as long as we can actually get our message through their cacophonous voices, then I'm not too concerned about it. It's when, as I say, it's when, say, you're talking with some obnoxious Brit who just knows that his American cousin has never got it right since Valley Forge. That is what really makes it difficult to have to reach the American public, because these guys are just impervious to reason. Again, it goes back to emotion versus the attempt to converse through linear logic. And that's not going to be solved easily, because I think those are deep-set personality types. They're right. Probably reinforced by a lot of educators in our schools. And so by the time a kid gets to be 15, 16, whatever, he's going to be pretty set in that whatever way of thinking he's developed. And the schools definitely encourage an emotional response. And if I may say, maybe that's why some of the liberals seem to behave in such a juvenile fashion.
Yeah, well, I watch them. Let's talk about the logistics of their absolute fantasy land when we get back. Gunowners.org is where you can find where Mr. Pratt works. He has paved the way. His son Eric is now the executive director. They get it done every day, all day. Whether there's one of these crises happening or not, they are standing there doing what has to be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am talking to, you know, like I said, and I don't know if this will make him feel old or anything. It makes me feel sort of old, but he was responsible for episode number one, so many moons ago. Joined by Larry Pratt, Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. Let's talk about the logistical nightmare that would be faced by the gun grabbers were they to decide to go into the confiscation route. How much of a non-starter do you consider that to be?
Well, I think we have a partial answer. The state of New York has provided it.
Yeah.
New York is not all New York City. And outside of New York City, where I'm not sure what the non-compliance rate is for the re-registration of semi-automatic rifles that they call assault weapons, incorrectly, of course. But there has been an astounding, jaw-dropping non-compliance. I believe I've seen figures of around 80% in New York. People that simply said, yeah, I registered my gun some time ago, but by golly, now that you want me to do it again, I'm just not going to do it. Enough is enough. And if it can happen like that in New York, what do you suppose would happen if they tried to actually confiscate guns in Pennsylvania between the two poles of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, or just about anywhere in West Virginia? Or a good chunk of Virginia outside of the Washington suburbs. I don't think it would end well. I don't think, first of all, as I was saying earlier, I don't think most of the cops and or the military that would be tasked with that would be up for carrying out such an order. And if I were the officer giving such an order, I think I'd want a lot of bulletproof armor on me because I might get fragged.
Well, I mean, when you look at the logistics, you know, there's one cop for every 19,000 of us. And I don't know if you've ever looked at this, but there's been some people out there that have done some studies where they get out there and they've actually looked at import numbers and manufacturing numbers and background checks and everything. But some people think there's 660 million guns in the United States. So since they've taken the cops and they've been labeled systemically racist and they're bigots and they just kill people with impunity and they never get caught or anything, and since they've done that, most of these leftist leaders and everything, I just wonder how much of a smoking hot idea they would think when they're told, all right, go out there and kick in doors and start taking guns, and if the next world civil war starts on your watch, oh, well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. So I think that would be an additional factor, because if anybody knows what it might be like on the street, it would be most of the cops. Now, there's some of them that are obviously desk jockeys, but most of them have either been on the street or still are on the street, and they know, and they have neighbors, they go to churches, they know what most gun owners think, and I think, conversely, we know what most of them think. And frankly, I have a very low expectation of most cops being willing to follow out something as outrageous as a confiscation order, and if I were the commanding officer giving that order, probably the nicest outcome would be, you're not in command of my platoon, sir. You're not, you know. So why don't you go home and have a nice day while we can still part as friends?
Yeah.
And I really think that's still in the fabric of much of America. I believe that after the Battle of Bunkerville, where the Bundy family stood off the BLM, increasingly with the help of volunteers arriving on their own from all over the country with their weapons, and finally the BLM backed down, that tells me that our country still has a pulse. And I don't know if I've ever told you before, but I was told by somebody that was on the scene that the final resolution of the standoff at the Bundy Ranch occurred when early one morning a group of ranchers, men and women, on horseback, rode out to confront the BLM and for the purpose of saying, you're not going to slaughter millions of dollars worth of Bundy's cattle, which they were ready to do. They had them penned up in barbed wire corrals, and they had dug pits, and they were just going to toss them in these pits and bankrupt the guy. And as they rode out, it was getting kind of tense because the BLM agents were confronting them with their fingers on the triggers. And at that point, even though the sheriff was feckless and was defeated in the next election there in Clark County, most of the population's in Las Vegas, but Clark County goes way out into the desert. And so that's where the Bundy Ranch was. And at that point, one of the Clark County deputies, evidently on his own, rode out to the top BLM agent and asked him, do you want to be the folks known as the ones who mowed down unarmed men and women? And that got to the guy, and he lowered his rifle, took his finger off the trigger, I should say his fully automatic rifle, lowered and took his finger off the trigger. That was the signal to the rest of them, and that was 7:30 Nevada time, and they just turned and rode off as if somebody had said, never mind, and it ended just that anticlimactically. And if it hadn't been for those armed Americans, they could have been defeated initially by the BLM agents that were there. The BLM agents had access to superior firepower, airplanes, armored vehicles, and so forth. They'd have won the first skirmish, kind of like Lexington was a defeat for the Colonials. But then by the time at the end of the day at Concord Bridge, they'd have been wiped out.
Yeah.
And so I think that was beginning to dawn on them. And even if it wasn't because they have a fear of God or a fear of the Constitution or even a fear of their fellow Americans, when they saw so many of their fellow Americans with guns and the willingness, those are the two essential ingredients, firearms and the willingness, the belief that I'm the boss and what are you doing here from the government telling me what to do on something like this when you have no authority to be threatening my life, actually over a piece of land that you swindled out of the Bundy family by changing federal law long after the Bundy family had settled that land. And so the Bundy family had, a very valid argument. And the last thing the feds wanted to do was have it heard in court.
Sure.
Who knows? They could have won in court because the judges are so corrupt that have been appointed by these politicians. But they decided to go to the court of public opinion, and they got whooped.
Coming up on the next break, I'm being asked how big. I already asked you that, though, today, so I said. But you can join Gun Owners of America by going to gunowners.org. Larry would be very happy to have you. When we get back, I've got a question about the gun-free zone that I don't know if you've ever thought about. But I know that you're a grandfather. I'm a grandfather now. And this Great. May be something that you and I may have to consider at some point down the road. And I'm looking for answers to that. And I'm going to just leave that cryptic thing out there for you to consider.
You rascal, you got me interested. I'll
there
stay around.
Go. All right. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. Gunowners.org. Go join them. They could use the help. They milk every dollar for everything it's worth. They scream before they let them go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Locked and Load. My guest this hour has been Larry Pratt. He is the Director Emeritus of GunOwners.org, Gun Owners of America. Now, Mr. Pratt, in various places across the United States, if you and I walk up under any other circumstance, did we lose him? Okay. If we walk up on anybody under any other circumstance and we determine that lethal force is a necessary thing to introduce, in most cases we're going to be okay if we do that. However, if we ride up on, say, a school in the same circumstances the Parkland, Florida school was, where there were four quote-unquote first responders outside staging and not going inside, you and I are bound by law, and if we have grandkids in those schools, I guess they're consigned to die because we can't go in there and do something about it.
The law is that stupid. And to reiterate what we know from government data, that 98% of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones since 1950. This is not something that was just data from last year or even the last decade. We're talking about almost 70 years. You'd think that by now we'd kind of come to the conclusion that maybe we ought to get rid of gun-free zones. Maybe we ought to encourage, as some counties have encouraged their teachers and other school personnel, to either we'll pay for your concealed carry class and permit, or we will encourage you to go do it, and we'll be happy to have you come to school with that training and permit. And at that point, you've got potentially a very low-cost security detail of trained people who love the kids. That's why they're teaching. They're generally not doing it maybe outside of a few jurisdictions for the money. And they would all of a sudden be empowered, and instead of hiding in a closet hoping that the dirtbag will not find them, they could even anticipate the dirtbag. Some of them might choose to go looking for the dirtbag because they'd have their own means of taking the dirtbag down.
Right.
And they certainly can't do that under current law. And unless you're in the state of Utah, none of their schools are gun-free zones. And by the way, we don't hear of any of these horrible tragedies occurring in Utah. And there are a number of counties around the country, same thing, in Texas, in Ohio, and in Virginia. We've got various institutions of higher education that are quite tolerant of people with concealed carry permits coming onto the campus. And in fact, Jerry Falwell's Liberty University actually advertises online, "We encourage you, if you have a concealed carry permit, to bring it with your gun."
Right.
I don't think there are going to be too many wild and crazy attacks on folks at Jerry Falwell's university.
Do we have any data as to how many schools were attacked pre-gun-free zone?
It's been a rising number. It's fairly low, actually.
Even today.
And in fact, Europe is kind of on a par when you look at Europe, not Norway compared to the United States, as Norway's a tiny population, maybe somewhere between 5 and 10 million.
Right.
But they had at least one horrendous mass murder of nearly 100 people on an island where a group of socialists, young socialists, were having a summer getaway, and this dirtbag came onto the island and just, it was like shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
It was hard for people to avoid him, and he had the guns, and they had, well, knowing what it's like now in Norway, they probably didn't even have a prayer. So, right. Pretty sad situation. France has had, think of the dirtbag at the, I forget the name of the Bataclan Theater.
Right.
That did away with well over 100 people. Erfurt, Germany was a mass murder scene. I forget the body count there. But when you total all that up, it's pretty close to the United States. And they have all these gun controls. And it's very difficult for people to get anything but a rifle. And even the rifle typically might have to be kept at a club. It might have to be kept with ammunition. In fact, I was recently in Switzerland, and I haven't had time to follow up on it, and I just had learned about it before leaving the country. But Switzerland, yeah, they issue fully automatic battle rifle, army machine guns to every man in the country because he must be in the army between certain ages.
Right.
But for the last several years, he's not been allowed by federal law to own the ammunition and keep it at home. He's got an empty gun. Now, he can have his 9mm pistol with ammo at home, but not his battle rifle. And my guess is, and this is what I really need to find out, but I think Switzerland went a little bit loopy when they've gotten over this now, but for a while they were thinking about joining the European Union. And if you want to be part of the European Union, you have to be stuck on stupid no defense.
Don't they try to enforce their gun rules with any country that borders the European Union?
Without much success, because Central Europe, Poland, the former Czech Republic, or the current Czech Republic, the Slovak Republic, I know an American that married a lady from there, and he said he's pretty knowledgeable about gun laws here because he lived here for a long time. He said that the gun laws in the Slovak Republic, and he lives 15 miles from the Ukrainian border, he said they're about the same perhaps as Virginia. He said, so I can get an AR-15, which I have, I keep it at home, with the ammunition for it, keep it loaded. I've got my 9mm at home, the ammunition for it. I've got a concealed carry permit, same thing as you would do if you lived in Virginia. And so that's the difference, I think, between Eastern and Western Europe, is that, better say Central Europe, remembers what it was like under the Nazis and the commies, but then I repeat myself, under the socialists of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Right.
There's still a lot of people alive in Central Europe that remember what it was like to have themselves kicked around by a bunch of thugs with uniforms, and that's not such a prevalent memory anymore, because even though France was occupied by the Nazis, that ended in 46. Central Europe was under Soviet occupation until 89. That's probably well within the lifetime of almost everybody listening to us right now.
Right.
And so they're not quite as stuck on stupid as Western Europe. And the Czech president, who nominally is from a socialist party, we need socialists like his over here, is talking about getting Second Amendment language into the Czech Constitution.
Yeah.
So they still remember. And that's encouraging. People don't necessarily forget that fast, because anybody who's alive now that lived under the Soviet occupation would have also almost certainly lived under the Nazi occupation. Their whole life until 1989 was the boot of tyranny on their throat.
It's don't you sort of yearn for one day when we wake up and we can go, hey, you know what? We don't have to do this anymore. The world has become sane all of a sudden, although it never will. Will it?
No, that was resolved in the garden when Adam stood by while his wife got deceived by the serpent. And it's been downhill ever since then.
There you go. All right. We're going to end that on that note. There's no way for me to beat that one. Gunowners.org. Go join Mr. Pratt. He could use it. They are fighting the fight 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me with you. I really appreciate a fast-paced conversation.
There you go. We will do it again.
Look forward to it.
Roger that. Tomorrow, back in 21 hours between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.